Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
I am here with Brandon Cassette at Silver Saloon. It's quiet here, kind of a nice place. He is the owner of Deadbeat, co-owner of Deadbeat Records. Tell me about yourself.
So yeah, I'm Brandon. I co-own Deadbeat Records with my associate Daniel Ryan. We opened the shop in 2010 in Moscow, Idaho. Actually, I opened it with another fellow who eventually moved to New York and I moved to Washington. So this past summer in 2014, we moved the entire operation from Moscow, Idaho, after 4 years, to Olympia, to West Olympia. And it's been going really well.
Good. So you were doing some bands and such up there, and that went to the wayside, darn it. It was all
ages.
Yeah,
in about a six-month period, we put on about 100 shows, most of them three or four band bills. So we had hundreds of bands pass through the shop and play. And many of them would bring their merchandise, and we'd pay for their merchandise, which helps them if they're touring. Lots of touring bands, international bands, national acts. And it was going real well, but our space had something to do with zoning and assembly clauses. So we're not doing shows at the moment, though I'm still actively booking the community.
Good, good. So where are you booking your shows now?
Well, we moved most of them to Lavoyer, so I have a real good connection at Lavoyer. We're just setting things up, all ages or 21 plus. And I've set up a few shows at McCoy's recently, including one last weekend on September 11th. I'm booking a few shows up in Seattle at Chop Suey, which is in Capitol Hill, a pretty big club. And then Lucky Liquors is reopening in South Seattle, basically almost Tukwila, very southern tip of Marginal Way. They're reopening in October, and I've been brought on to book shows there. And I book Saturday nights at Bob's Java Jive in Tacoma. But as far as Olympia, mostly Lavoyer. I'll send some to some houses. And there's a few other opportunities that have been popping up. So,
awesome.
And I used to book at the Northern All Ages Project, but then they kind of dissolved, combined with Midnight Sun, or doing more like one show every couple months. And
yeah.
So I like to stay active and do shows very regularly.
Right.
So not doing much with them anymore. But yeah, lots of shows.
Very cool.
Lots of bands.
Yeah. How many do you think are local? Any we know?
Anything
coming up?
Yeah, there's lots of great bands. A lot of the long-running local bands that play there, members of Fits of Depression, for example, the Stuntmen,
right,
played there. Lots of the younger local bands, some of the more popular younger ones, like O Rose and Globe Lamp and Nobody, have all played in our door, inside of our shop. And
right, awesome.
Yeah, really good thing going on. Sea Average.
Right. Does anyone know? What is time?
11:20.
Don't care to analyze my
have any shows coming up this weekend, the weekend after?
Let's see. I'm a little bit involved at the Bowling Alley this weekend at O'Malley's. My roommate's band's going to play. I'm not really that involved, other than we're probably going to start doing shows there. And so they're only doing their second local show at this point. And this Sunday they're doing that. So I've helped with the promoting with that a little bit. I still do every Saturday up in Tacoma. There's always something going on. The calendar's pretty full. So it's
awesome. And would we go Facebook to find?
Yeah, one of the best places to look would be the Deadbeat Facebook page. It's called Deadbeat Olympia. From there, you'll see a lot of the events that we set up or have a hand in.
Right.
And then my personal Facebook page, Brandon Cassette. I do a lot of stuff.
Cool.
A lot of promoting. And
yeah, sounds like it. How long have you been doing promoting?
So the first show I ever booked was in 1996 in Maryland. And I booked a few shows in the 90s back there. Moved to Seattle in 99 and booked some shows up here in 2000. Moved back to the East Coast, did a whole bunch more shows for a few years, and then came back to the Northwest again. Did a handful of shows in Tacoma, so this is probably about a decade ago, 2004 kind of era. Moved to Moscow, Idaho, started the shop. Then after my divorce, I moved into a house that had a large basement. It was a house that had historically been a venue called the Bayou in Moscow, Idaho for decades. And so got in there and kind of brought that back online. And they used to do more of the jam band, reggae, jazz kind of stuff. And I brought it back into more of like a loud rock, punk kind of thing, experimental, alternative, whatever you want to call it, metal, all that kind of stuff. And started booking a lot of shows again. Then moved back from Idaho back to Washington to Tacoma. Got back on at the Jive. So this is probably about 2013, last couple of years. And got right on with Chop Suey, was being paid, you know, an hourly wage as a booker.
Awesome.
And just kind of went from there and kind of developed a strong interest in what was going on in Olympia. So I moved a lot of my focus this direction and physically moved myself here in the shop, as I said, and on my booking, and it's been good.
What's going on at the shop? I know you talked about doing a DJ spin thing. Are
So shows have been kind of shut down, but at this point you can do like open turntable nights and things that are more, the focus is less that it's like a big like concert, but more like a almost like a sampling of our goods, like, oh, come play some records, you know.
Right.
And so we're still doing, we did one of those to check it out after the city had said they didn't want us doing shows, and it went really well. And so I'm pretty sure we'll launch that a little bit more, be a little bit more serious about that, and doing what we can back in the shop outside of the typical retail. Yeah. You know, we're open noon to 8 every day, Monday, you know, every day of the week, and other than like Christmas or whatever.
Right. Cool. So your shop is located on Westside?
Yep, 226 Division Street Northwest, right across from Vic's Pizzeria.
Right.
It's a great walk, a lot of small businesses right there, a lot of great community support right on the 41 and the 48 bus lines. So we get a lot of foot traffic, especially during the school year. Pretty great location, right across from where Rainy Day Records is.
Awesome. Tell me more about you. I understand you have been in bands.
Yeah. I even just started one. Most of the bands I end up playing in are hardcore bands or even a little bit more extreme, like Power Violence or something like that. And so my first band called None of the Above was in Maryland back then, late 90s. Then in the Seattle area, I was in a couple projects. Blood Fart, Wormhole.
Awesome.
And now I've been jamming with some people here in Olympia, and I'm doing vocals. I usually do a screamy kind of thing. And we practiced last night, and everything was real well. We had all the instruments, bass, drums, vocals, guitar. And so I think we'll be ready to, you know, be playing shows with the current project within a couple months.
Awesome.
Once we have a name and
right?
a little set put together. But based on the looks of it, everything's promising.
Awesome.
And then I also do a record label. It's a cassette label called Ready Cassette Go. And so far we put out full-length releases for Full Moon Radio, who's a local all-female rock group here in Olympia, kind of a Sleater-Kinney kind of vibe, and they just broke up after being around for a couple of years. And we also put out a tape for Bullets or Balloons, which is a couple guys from Spokane and one guy who lives here in Olympia. And phenomenal releases, phenomenal albums, and we'll try to put out more and more local stuff, but not a huge drive, you know. It's more of a passion, less of an economic thing. And we'll put out stuff we're passionate about. And we've talked to the stuntmen, we've talked to other local artists about doing stuff for them. So
cool.
Things look promising there too.
Yeah, so they would hit you up on your Facebook, at the store, if they wanted to do that? Because we do have lots of listeners that are in bands.
Yeah. So the best thing is probably just to find us on Facebook, Deadbeat Olympia, and just send us a message, and I'm the one who personally answers all that. If not every couple days, and at least once a week, I'll get on there. So that's probably the best way.
Awesome. So if someone had, their ultimate record that they wanted to find from back when they were 12, Where would they go? I mean, would just contact you on the Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, of course you can find everything online now. So there's a lot of great websites. But the way we price the stuff in our shop is we'll look online, find out what a record's going for, and undercut whatever the online price is.
Awesome.
So not only are you saving on shipping and you're getting a lower price, you also get it right now. You don't have to wait for it to come in the mail. So the best thing is to always, if you're not going to go the online route, at least come to the shop, check it out, or even see if we have a way of getting it.
Right.
Because, you know, we're all very well connected. Everybody that works there and my associates, the co-owners, like, we all have pretty big record collections ourselves.
Right.
So just because you don't see it at the shop doesn't mean you can't find a copy of whatever you're looking for.
Right. Are you looking to expand or?
Yeah. So... In the year 2010, when we opened in Moscow, Idaho, it was a real small space, like 400 square feet, something like that. We doubled in size in 2012 to a bigger space, then moved over here to Olympia to another place that's now triple in size to the original location. So now it's 2014 when that happened. And so this year, I think we're just kind of selling along and ideally, in 2016, you know, there'd be some other sort of expansion. And I don't necessarily want a bigger shop than I have, maybe even shrink it down in size, but ideally get a new location. So I've always been partial to Tacoma, and there's some parts of Tacoma that already have a lot of record stores, but some parts like downtown or Hilltop that don't have any at the moment. And so maybe get another shop going somewhere around there.
Awesome. So on a typical, Wednesday night is where we'd find some of the shows that you've booked?
Yeah, I do stuff every night of the week. I'm a single dad, so on the weekends when I have my kids, I don't go to a lot of the shows I set up, but... Yeah, I still set up shows every night of the week. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday or a Thursday. Because touring bands oftentimes can't choose. And every touring band, of course, wants to be in Seattle on a Saturday night
Something. Of course.
So I have no problem getting them a Sunday show in Olympia, for example, or finding a way to fill that niche and say, hey, you might not get as big a crowd as you did in Seattle on Saturday.
Right.
But I found that a lot of bands just want to play Olympia because there's a certain kind of prestige here. There's a lot of great bands and record labels and things going on that a lot of times bands just want to play in Olympia so they can just say they played in Olympia and awesome. Maybe make some connections and meet some people that are people they want to meet. And so it's always been good. It's way harder to book Tacoma because nobody wants to play Tacoma, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's a great town.
Huh. So do they have shows every night at Lavoyer or... Just when
Lavoyer
somebody's coming through?
Is willing to do shows every night, sometimes even three in a day.
Wow.
They oftentimes do two shows a night, an all-ages show that goes from 6 to 10, and then a 21-up show from 10 till 2 a.m. But they'll also even do occasional afternoon shows. So like a couple weeks ago, I booked a show down there on a Sunday afternoon, and it was David Lieb Hart, who is the puppeteer from Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, which was a Cartoon Network program that aired on Adult Swim for a couple of years with Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. And this guy, David Lieb Hart, has been involved in comedy and public access television and music in the LA area for a few decades. And so he got kind of discovered as kind of like this campy, kind of a funny guy, a little bit off.
Right.
Not really sure how much is intentional or not. And, we did that. Had maybe 100 people come out.
Wow.
And I think it was $8 tickets or $10 tickets. You know, pretty decent bill.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you.
were starting up your band singing. Anybody we know in it?
So the project that I'm working on at the moment features Trent on bass, Trent Boyd. He plays guitar for God or Another, this really great Cascadian black metal band. So he's got mad skills, but we're trying him out on bass, and so far so good. We've got Gavin, I forget his last name, my buddy Gavin, playing guitar. He just moved up here from California a couple months ago. And he used to be in a band called Julius Caesar down in California, kind of a screamy band that had lyrics in Latin. But their bassist is still in California. Their drummer moved up here a few years ago, John, who's in also the drummer of A God or Another, and he runs a local studio called Big Name Studio. But him, Gavin, and this other guy, Neil, who was Dan Quaalude, one of his personas, but also he sang and played guitar for Hellships, a really cool band around here, heavy, psychedelic. He just, I think he was going to Evergreen, finished up, and accepted got into graduate school at University of Montana, so he just moved to Missoula. So Julius Caesar isn't going on anymore. So anyway, Gavin from Julius Caesar, Trent from A God or Another, myself, and then Xavier on drums, who is, I just saw him a few weeks ago fill in for the drummer of the Loud Potions, a local garage rock band, and he did really well, and I noticed that. So I was like, hey, do you want to come play with us? And it looks like we're going to gel together really well.
Cool.
And so, you know, I've always tried to remain really in touch with the scene, you know, even beyond booking the shows and putting out stuff and, you know, running the shop and doing stuff. You know, I still like to, you know, become friends with people and go to events and participate however I can. A lot of house shows. I go to a lot of house shows in wherever, whatever neighborhood I live in. A lot, you know, I was going to the guest house, for example, when I lived in West Olympia. Now I live in East Olympia. And in the last, you know, week and a half or 2 weeks, I've been to Palace Flop House twice, which is, or Flop House Palace, whatever you want to call it. Which is a house venue here on the east side.
Cool. How many house venues do you think we have?
In Olympia?
Yeah.
I'd say active and prominent house venues are numbering around 10.
Wow.
Seems like there's usually about, it's kind of split evenly, or about half a dozen east side, half a dozen west side.
Huh. There's one coming up on Phones. Anthro Kashun, I think, is playing
at. Oh, yeah. Where's that at?
Phones Road somewhere. It's Lacey. But I was like, there's a house venue here?
Yeah,
where?
Yeah. They're scattered everywhere.
Yeah, interesting.
Tacoma and Seattle have great house venue scenes. And
see, I've never really been to that scene, so
it's really fun. Because
I only know of one, and that's off of, I think it's called Metcalf Manor.
Yeah. So that's a good example. One that kind of operates like a house is the Josephine in Ballard in Seattle. And they're not, actually I don't think they're doing shows anymore, but for a number of years they were operating as a non-official kind of thing. It's a private space, so it's kind of neat with the house show scene because it is a private gathering. You usually have a jar at the door where you're asking for donations for the touring band, but you're not technically charging anybody,
right.
You know, nobody's turned away, and if you're of age, you can have beers, and they're not dealing with serving, you know, not dealing with any of the legal aspects there. So the house show scenes are great.
Yeah.
And the houses rarely take money, or they don't take very much, so they make sure a large proportion of the money goes into the band's pockets rather than the venue's pockets,
right.
Which is really cool if you want to, you know, get really good talent to come through.
That's like a new thing for me. I mean, I guess when I was younger we did that, but that was
like house parties,
right? That was just a house party because we knew the band, but it wasn't really necessarily a touring band or a big thing.
That's the thing with house venues, and they even try to push that it's less of a party. Like, sure, there's people drinking beer, but it has way less of a feel of a party, or even of the kind of bar scene. It's people are legitimately there for the music.
Right.
And so it's really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really neat thing.
Very cool.
And, you know, what separates a house venue from just a house who's having a party with a band is that the venues try to make something more regular about it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like maybe once a month or something like that.
Yeah, very cool. That's interesting.
Always a lot of good things in Orange.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlaCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.